The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door to us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. In 1919, a group of parishioners from St. Rose of Lima Parish in Brooklyn Park, Baltimore, asked their pastor if it would be possible for them to celebrate Mass closer to their homes in the little town of Glen Burnie, about 5.5 miles south of that church. The pastor agreed, and a little group of Catholics began gathering for the Eucharist at a local storefront, the town hall, and anywhere else that would host them. And with that, the Catholic presence in Glen Burnie was established with the creation of the parish of Holy Trinity. Over the last 100 years, that Catholic community has taken many shapes and forms. In the 1930s, the parishioners built a beautiful new church in which to celebrate their lives and God's love for them. As the community continued to grow, folks gathered beyond that church in movie theaters, school auditoriums, and other venues to serve the expanding population of the parish. By the late 1960s, Catholics established from Holy Trinity Parish the parishes of St. Philip Neri, then St. Bernadette, Crucifixion, and Good Shepherd. In the last 25 years, this Catholic community has found its way back together as one, here at Christ the King. 100 years, one faith, one Lord, one Catholic family. Our story, like those of many Catholic parishes, is one that continues to follow the pattern of God's call that we can see having begun long ago, even in the Old Testament. We hear it again in today's first reading from Isaiah, writing 5 centuries before Jesus' time. The prophet recalls God's actions among the people. "I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them, I will send fugitives to the nations, and they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord." This has always been the action of God with regard to his people. He gathers them. Division is not God's business. It never is. And the purpose of gathering his people together, we hear, is so that they can be sent out as fugitives to the nations in order to share the good news of God's presence and love to others and to gather them in. It's an interesting word, fugitives to the nations. Remember that old TV show, The Fugitive? Or for my generation, there was a movie with Harrison Ford in it. That guy was always running, right? Because he was a fugitive. It literally means someone who flees, is running, is urgently trying to get somewhere else. Which is why we hear this word today, fugitives to the nations. We're not running away from anything. We are running to others to share the good news. Think about that. When you leave Mass, you are a fugitive. Run away to others. Similarly, we must also share the same action of God as the people of God, the church. We too are called together by God's love from many nations and languages into one church family where we are strengthened and nourished together as we have been for the past 100 years. And then we are sent out into the world to touch the hearts and minds of everyone we meet. If we do this properly, we become agents of Christ's mission to gather together into one church all the nations of the world, regardless of race, origins, or means. We enable Jesus' words to come true among us, the words we just heard. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. Our presence here is a sign of that future reality. As I look out over the various masses we celebrate here at Christ the King, and I look at your faces, I see people gathered from the north and the south, from the east and the west, around one table, the table of the Lord. It is our duty as disciples to reject all forms of division in our world. Prejudice, racism, fear-mongering, exclusion, hatred. These are not the tools of God. These are not the values that have built and sustained our Catholic community for this past century, and they will not serve us in the century to come. We do well to heed what the writer to the Hebrews says. Straighten your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. What will serve us for a bright future full of hope is if we see ourselves as recipients of God's call to be gathered from the nations into this parish. We are the result of God's choice. And our presence here is no accident. Now, as we gather for the Eucharist, as we have so many times before, as we are nourished by Jesus, we are equipped to become his ambassadors, to become fugitives to the nations, who are intent on bringing the gospel message into the world. Worship sites come and go. They also change. Names are adopted and transferred, but the Catholic Church endures. Jesus endures. Our community endures. We have every reason to be proud of our history, not because of pretty buildings or because of certain personalities, but because we have been part of God's story of calling people together, strengthening them, and sending them into the world to proclaim the gospel and to transform our community.